following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Podcast Movement. Looking to start a podcast of your own? This year, Podcast Movement, the world's largest podcaster conference, will be in Chicago. Learn more at podcastmovement.com and use code CPC to save $30 off registration.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. About a half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. And luckily, I'm getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts.
N-E-A-G-M.
Oh, did you finally finish signing that contract from last week?
Yes, it took most of the week, but it's finally finished. Here you go.
Okay, thank you very much. And so you might as well introduce yourself as my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
Oh, I'm Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, the Elves Nomi as Fianyog, the Dwarves Nomi as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I'm known in the Northeast as Gasmoinius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
Wow, so professional.
Wow, yes.
I am very tired. I have been signing that contract all week.
Yeah.
I've had very little to eat. So,
And per this contract from last week, I did not interrupt your name at all.
I appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
Usidor,
can
you
take a little nap?
Oh, no. All right. Well, while Usidor is sleeping, my other co-host, my goon companion, Chunt, talking badger / shapeshifter.
Yeah, there's no slash. It's just a shapeshifter.
You're a shapeshifter in the form of a talking badger. Yep. How you doing, buddy? You feeling any better than last week?
I'm doing a little bit better. I'm trying to get back out on the dating scene.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What's the hell? This is a little personal, but what's going on with you and Spance? Like, you guys seem to be reconnecting a little bit at the holiday show.
Yeah, I mean, I very much enjoy her, and I know, you know, she I think, likes me. So I think, you know, we just keep circling each other one of these days. Perhaps we'll, you know, find the right time.
Sure, totally. You know, I've been...
Demons.
What? Is you still asleep? I can't tell if it's the wizard state or if he's asleep.
Yeah, this is a new one. Oh, there's a snore. Yeah, there's a snore. So
oh, wait, and there's a feather floating above his mouth.
The danger.
And you know what? Should I just wake him up? He's going to be mumbling throughout the whole episode if we just let him sleep.
Mumble.
Yeah, just give him a nudge.
Usidor. You said last week you could make health potions. Maybe... Can you potion yourself up?
Oh, yes. Do you want a red one or a blue one?
No, for yourself.
Oh, well, then I'm going to take a blue one. Trust me. All right.
Although I do want to get some of those health potions because I am starting to go into the dungeon to get the lunar sword, and it's scary.
Oh, so you've been?
I went into the dungeon this week. I saw Clax, and you know what? He talked about how it's really easy to defeat him. Mm. It is not. Hmm. It is not easy. But I did, you know, knock him over, and then I was beat, so I just left.
From knocking over a skeleton, you were beat?
It was exhausting. I mean, we grappled a little bit.
I mean, I've seen you sit down and break a sweat doing that. Are you sure you're working out?
Well, I'm doing my crunches. I'm trying to get into shape.
Yeah.
Sorry, Allison.
What are
Chubby
these?
Chubby chaser from Earth from last week.
What are those five sandwiches doing there?
They're just here.
Just here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, I know. I've got to do the other side of the getting in shape thing as well.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You just downed that.
Oh. Okay. Oh, baby. I feel like a million Foon-ish coins.
You know, the other day I was walking by, I was, you know, trying to be on the dating scene, and I walked by the forest, and I saw a bunch of birds flying upside down and backwards.
Huh.
Which
that's
is
weird.
New.
Is that a not a weird... I mean,
I've
saw
never,
that too, but
I've
I was like, I'm in a magical
before,
land.
Yeah. And all the trees are sort of seeping blood.
It's one of two things. Either those birds are pulling a great prank on you, or the Dark Lord has returned, and his presence is encroaching even upon the behavior of birds who I love. Oh, it is time. We must prepare to do battle. I call upon anyone here in the Vermilion Minotaur who has the strength and the wherewithal to join my quest. It is upon each and every one of us to take up arms and defeat the Dark Lord. I demand it. I, Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of
Magical too much
Lights,
of that potion.
Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tyrogus.
He's having a heart attack. He's having a heart attack. Arnie, he's having a heart attack. Arnie, grab him.
I can't interrupt him until he's done.
Grab him.
I can't do anything until he's done. By this contract.
He's having a heart attack. Oh, my God.
Are you done?
What?
Are you done?
Half his face went slack.
Oh, no. Usador.
Do you have Bell's palsy do you have like on Earth?
Yeah, we do.
I need a red one to even out.
Yeah.
So let's talk to our guest.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm very excited. We have a guest who is apparently, as I've been told, the first Jew in Foon.
That's right.
Hello.
Yes, it's me. I was the first one. Came over here.
Where did you come from?
Where?
Yeah.
Spring Valley, New York.
Spring Valley, New York?
That's right. Spring Valley, upstate New York. Yeah.
On Earth?
That's the one.
Holy cow.
Uh-huh. I came over from there.
How long have you been here?
I've been here about 137 years.
Holy cow. Wow.
Well, you know, time is different over here.
Sure.
You know, it's kinder in a lot of ways. Uh-huh. You know, and I've been able to live a very long time here, very happily, very healthy. But I came over here years ago by a ship.
By a ship?
A super hyper interdimensional portal.
Holy cow.
Yes. Wow.
So I'm not the first person from Earth that's been here. I guess we also recently learned that Andre the Giant is somewhere.
Sorry, what was your name again?
My name?
Did you say his name?
No, I don't know what your name. I just know you're the first Jew of Foon, but I would love to know your name.
Yeah, Peter Smith.
Peter Smith?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not the name I had in New York.
Oh.
I changed it when I came here because I said, I always like a nice short name, and I had a longer name.
What was your name on Earth?
Menachem Lev. You know, and that's kind of a bit more of a...
That doesn't sound Jewish.
That sounds like a spell.
Yeah,
Peter Smith sounds Jewish to me, but you're the first Jew in Foon.
That's true.
Everyone knows there's a thing of like if someone's like my last name's like when I made my offices and bosses character, you know, Dan Smith. People are like, oh, he's Jewish. I'm like, well, you know,
let's not assume,
but he is. Right. I mean, my character is Jewish.
Oh, sure,
yeah, because Smith is such a Jewish name. Like it is now. Yeah,
wow.
Well, yeah, because you're coming, you reset the whole thing. You push the reset button on Judaism.
So much is making sense now that I'm meeting you. Like, because I was sort of wondering, like, how coincidentally could there be Judaism in Foon and on Earth? Mm-hmm. And it's from you.
It's from me.
And also, I did notice that there were some things that were different. And you know, I have to be honest, like, you know, I'm no expert on Judaism.
Really?
I'm not an expert.
Kneecamp, is it?
Kneecamp. Yeah, it's... You know, it's interesting. Well, I was going to say it's interesting. It's not that interesting.
Okay.
I think it's German, but I recently learned that it might be Dutch.
I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that.
What's the problem with being German?
I don't want to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I don't want to go into that. I'm here now. I don't got to worry about that anymore.
Okay.
Not a problem for me.
So, Peter, when you first got here, what was it like? Finding yourself in a new world.
I was confused.
Sure.
I said, what is this? Where am I? I don't know what's going on. I landed right on Eric's Island.
Uh-huh.
You know, right next to that big statue that they got down there, the waving woman.
Uh-huh.
First of all, it moves, which was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. And then
it's welcoming you. It's waving. It's saying, hello, I'm a statue. Welcome to Foon.
I get that now.
Okay.
I go there once a year just to remember.
Sure.
I go, oh, my, there it is. I show it to my kids. I show it to my kids' kids. We love it.
And I don't even think Eric's Island is open anymore. I think it's kind of just like, you just go there for the history of it.
What's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody comes through in a portal. We really got to go through all this rigmarole.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to me when I came through a portal. I could have used an Eric's Island.
Well,
I don't know what
you had Chunt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was sort of your waving woman.
Hey.
I would have loved that if I met a cat on the way in.
Oh, I'm a badger.
Oh well, I am sorry.
No, it's fine.
I don't know from animals, yeah, you know.
Sure,
no, it's fine.
I don't eat them anymore. That's part of the reason I've lived as long as I have.
Oh, really?
I don't touch the stuff.
Really?
I don't eat them. No, I'll eat a spiced potato all day.
Sure.
Tell you that.
Oh, that. Speaking of, can we get a round of spice?
He's half. Half his face went slack. The other half.
More red.
So, what are some things? Because to me, I just know the Jewish culture as I've always known it, which is you introduced it here. Did you kind of pick and choose? Were you selective in what you brought over? Like, what are some Hanukkahs, obviously, here in Thun?
Yes, I brought Hanukkah.
Okay.
Which is, of course, the time every year where Jewish people light torches and parade through the streets, reminding everyone of their superiority.
Their strength and their power, yes.
Exactly. And should you mess with them, you wouldn't want to do it. They wouldn't end well for you.
Yeah.
That's the festival of Hanukkah. Yeah. Now, I may have tweaked a few things from the way that they used to do
it. Sure.
So on Earth, the Jews don't go down the streets with torches?
No, they do not. But it's more of a candle thing. And they don't really go through the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But what else, like, what other things did you tweak?
Well, here's the thing. When I came through, I happened to meet a remarkable wizard. A guy by the name of Spintax.
Oh, he's great.
This guy was something else. I couldn't believe this. And he was so welcoming and friendly.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yes, I know him.
Okay. Because you wear blue, but he was wearing a beautiful green.
Spintax the green.
Yeah. Really nice color
on
him. And he taught me a couple of spells.
Really?
Yeah. They say, you know, a magician never shows his tricks, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's different if it's a wizard and they're real.
Wow. Yeah.
So he taught me a couple of things.
You haven't taught me anything.
That's not true. I taught you Gaelic Lichtenkammer.
Oh, that's right. I just couldn't get it to work.
Now, can I use the phrase Jew magic, or is that offensive?
That's what it is. At this point, that's what we've made it our own.
Wow.
Because he gave me the building blocks, and then I said, I'm going to make this new Jew magic.
Wow. I haven't heard anything about Jew magic. So what are some of the tricks you can do?
Oh, do you have a second here?
Yeah, man.
I'll show you something really nice. You ready? Okay.
Whoa, it's a little top.
Look at that top.
Holy cow.
Spin that all day, huh?
Holy cow, that's impressive.
Very impressive.
Can you put a little top hat on it?
Bing.
Oh, wow. Whee. Top with a top hat.
That's fun.
I must ask, can you join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord? When we pool our magical abilities to bring down this plague upon our land.
Well, I gotta tell you, I know about this Dark Lord guy.
Yes.
You know, this is the sort of guy I don't want nothing to do with this guy.
I don't want nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah, well then we agree.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to mix in with this. You know what I mean? I see something like that, I go, somebody else is gonna need to deal with that.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Because, and the other issue is about 90% of Jew magic is making tops.
Oh,
so it's not really offensive. What's, magic.
Can you show us the other 10%?
Absolutely.
What else can you do?
You want to see this?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a second. I'll show you what it is. Okay. Ichlamana zechakablat. You can wear that hat anywhere. Look at that
wow.
hat.
It's a nice hat.
Isn't that a nice hat?
Beautiful hat.
Can you put a top on that?
Bing.
Look at that.
Now, is this why you opened a haberdashery?
Yes. Yeah, I can. I say a couple of words and a hat shows up.
Wow, yeah.
Why would I not? There's the literally, it's 100% profit.
Pure profit, yeah, pure profit.
Yes, that's true.
Which, so, by the way, I'm not that concerned with. I want to be clear about that.
No. But everyone has to make their way. And
sure, no,
if
absolutely.
If you show up in a strange land, you do have to find some means of work.
Thank you.
Get a job. Provide for yourself.
Peter, I have a question for you. How many Jews are there in Thun? Like, and do they all descend directly from you now? Or?
That's a big yes to that question.
Wow.
I'm the patriarch.
Wow.
Of the Jewish people of Thun. They all came from me and a wonderful woman who I met after I came over.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this woman. Your wife? Did you get married?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. We've been married for many years. My name is Janice.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be, you know, Felixstax.
Felixstax.
Felixstax was a name when I met her.
Interesting.
She changed it to Janice.
Okay.
Mm.
Just seemed like the right thing to do.
Sure.
You know?
Rolls off the tongue.
Exactly. And from there, well, you know, but look, don't get me wrong. It's not like we created the entire, you know, there were converts, too.
Oh,
there were
okay.
people who saw what we were doing. They saw this impressive and non-offensive Jew magic, and they came right over. They wanted to be a part of this.
Of course, yeah. I'm drawn to it myself.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask, I always feel weird doing this. What is it that you guys wear on your head? What is that thing? What does it mean? I noticed that only Jewish people wear it, but I never want to insult anyone. What is that?
That's to protect yourself from birds.
Oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Yep. That's what that is. Okay. Here, well, look, over, back home, it had a bit of a different connotation. Gotcha. Over here, birds will come right down.
Gotcha.
The birds here are crazy. Hey, they're not like...
Watch it.
Well, I'm just telling
you. Usador is very pro-bird.
I love birds.
I'm not taking that away from you. What I am saying is they will get right up on your head. And if you don't have protection, you're going to be walking around with... You know, bird doo-doo.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Ripping down your head.
Is there a name for that? Because it's not really a hat. It's just like a thin, it almost looks like a makeshift bald spot or something. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's called a bird stopper. That's what I call it now, a bird stopper.
Spelled how it sounds?
Yes, all one word, bird stopper. Yeah.
And
then,
you know what? Now you brought the subject up. I've been meaning to mention this. I couldn't think of a polite way to say it. Usador, you are frequently covered in bird shit.
Right?
You know.
Yes.
And you don't feel compelled to do anything about it.
Not particularly.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave it alone, you five sandwich fuck.
No, hey, I ate one of those.
You four sandwich fuck?
You know what? Actually, I'm feeling a little parched. Let's get some drinks.
All right.
I'd like to learn more about you and your wife, Janice.
Yeah. I like to talk.
Anything special that you would like to drink?
Oh, my God.
On me. What do you want?
A man of Chepitz.
Great.
This is Otak Barleyfoot of the Vermilion Minotaur, here with your free Rumor of the Week. Rumor has it that ships have been spotted on the lake, possibly from Migas, possibly pirates, possibly raccoon pirates. This is your free Rumor of the Week. Please come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur for another rumor and any beverage or food of your choice. The Vermilion Minotaur. Right at the base of McShingleshane Forest.
Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It. Ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratis-Testen. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload des 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheez-it-aktion.de.
Here's your Manischewitz. It smells like a really sweet wine.
Yeah.
I've never had
well,
it.
Well, they call it Manischewitz.
Oh, Manischewitz?
Yeah. I get rid of the whole sort of the Chevichet. What, you know, because it hurts to say.
Sure.
You have a cold, you really.
Gotcha.
Anybody who's near you is going to get it, too.
Gotcha. Yeah, I must have misheard you. Manischewitz.
Mm.
So tell me a little bit more about Janice. Like, is she a human? Is she a magical creature?
Yes. She is a magical creature.
Oh.
I tell her that every morning. I look her in the eyes, I say, Janice. You are a magical creature.
But literally.
Yes, she's literally a
magical creature. Oh, wow. She's literally a magical creature.
Yeah, I don't know what the name for it is.
Hasn't come up in the hundreds of years.
I don't want to pry.
Sure.
Clearly, that's her. You know, she's not a human being. I don't know what it's called when you have, a tail.
Yeah.
And wings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you have one foot is a horse foot.
Mm-hmm.
Just one. All the other ones are normal.
All of the other ones?
Yeah, the other three are normal.
Okay, all right.
I would call that a mess. Yeah, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm sure she's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful... what she is beautiful. Yeah, she's a beautiful creature.
Yeah.
I tell her every day.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting.
What did you say her original name was before she changed it?
It started with an F.
Flickstacks or something?
Was a name stuff. Look, I haven't called her that in a long time.
Sure. She's been Janice to you for like over a century.
So how about just Janice?
Because when you said it, I thought
Fleekstacks.
It sounds a bit like a Corinth name to me.
Mm.
She might be a Corinth. And if she's got one horse foot, that makes sense.
I tell you this, she's the Corinth my being.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Is it stressful at all being like the fountainhead of a whole religious movement? Being Jewish is even more than just a religious thing, right?
Yeah. It's tough. It's a lot.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, look, I put my foon pants on one leg at a time like everybody
else. Sure.
I put my food and shoes on one foot at a time. I magic myself a hat, and I walk out the door.
Sure.
Now, Peter, I must know, is there some reason you came here to begin with? Were you fleeing something, or were you... Did you come here to get away from an old family like Arnold did?
Oh, I was.
Is that why you came?
No. So for me, it was completely an accident. I completely accidentally came to this world and abandoned my family. I mean, abandoned isn't really the right word. Was separated from my family.
Okay,
you walked away from a family to come here. And
I didn't.
Yeah,
right,
around.
Right. Yeah.
Reprehensible.
Oh yes, if it was on purpose, which it was not.
Do most of the Jewish people?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to stand up and turn around three times and say, "Boogity boogity 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 boogity," because I said the other word instead of Arnie.
Oh,
contract.
I signed that contract.
I missed it entirely.
Yes, Arnie.
All right, that's the penalty in the thing in the contract.
Yep.
Yes. You should have read that closely.
You got to read those
things. I know, I really do. Yeah.
Now, most of the Jewish people I know, they live in the Woods of Holly.
Yeah.
Is that...
We like the Woods of Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of work there. And it's work that we're good at. You know what I mean? We kind of dominate the Woods of Holly.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, you know, let me tell you, if you come there, you want to get a tree cut down, it's going to be one of us doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got the whole thing networked in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you're good at something, you do it. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. If you're good at it, you do it, and we're good at it.
Yeah.
You know, with the Woods of Holly. Yeah.
That's
great. Yeah. Well, we like it. And I'll tell you something else I like about it. The weather's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's warm. It's
lovely
like
weather.
Spring
there.
Valley. Yes. Snow. Who needed it?
There just isn't much culture.
Well, there's not. It doesn't necessarily have a personal identity, but that's because so much of it is based around the lumberjack business. You know what I mean? And that's a booming industry.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Everybody, you know, you want to build a house?
Yeah.
You want to have a fire? You want to sit? You need wood.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's where the Jewish people have become so synonymous with woodwork, with lumberjacking, you know? It's just...
And you know the thing I've noticed about the Woods of Holly and lumberjacking in general? People in Foon are obsessed with lumberjacking. Like, they just are fascinated with it. Like, they're always there, and they sort of fantasize about someday becoming a lumberjack themselves. But not everybody can be
a lumberjack. Well, it can get a little invasive, because, you know, some of these guys, they just want to do their job, and you got these crazy people coming in. They want to meet them, or they want to get them to spit on their parchment.
Yeah.
You know, which is a bit, you know, I don't understand what they need that spit on the parchment for, but I guess that they go and they try to sell it on the... you know, the V-Bay?
Yeah. The V-Bay?
Mm-hmm.
V-Bay or Spanx List, like any of those, yeah.
Yeah. Oh!
It's an actual bay. It's near the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Victor's Bay.
Yeah, it's Victor's Bay.
Victor's Bay.
He sets up the auction there about two, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings the, you know, in this case, parchment would spit from the lumberjacks. And you could, you know, I'll give you 20
and you can lose,
bucks for that.
You can lose hours at V-Bay. Like, you're like, I'm just going to look for the, and then you just, like, lose yourself. You find anything and everything.
There's a lot of old superhero t-shirts that are kind of neat.
Mostly,
you know?
Mostly like Arnor shirts. Like,
oh, sure. Yeah.
Some old
that's where I got mine that I had him sign.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some old Andre the Giant stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Peter, would you mind showing me another spell?
Well, I'll tell you. I told you before there were only two. You know, we make the tops, and we make the hats.
Yeah.
You know, which is why the shop that I opened is called Top Hats.
Uh-huh.
But there is one extra piece of Jewish magic that I rarely show anybody. But
I'd
love to show you right now.
Please,
have a second.
Oh, okay. Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Is it your circumcised penis?
That is something I would love to show you another time.
Oh, yeah, another time. Okay. Sorry.
It's not magic, you know?
Sorry to interrupt. What's your
last? No problem. Yeah. So it's... Hagadabe, hagadabu, hagadabep. Dip, snap!
Ooh.
Whoa.
That is the best bean dip you will ever have.
Wow.
I mean it. It's really good.
So, Peter, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a very eye-opening conversation. I've learned so much. I'm excited that I've got another fellow Earthling here in Foon.
Yes, and you should feel free to call on me anytime, but no, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. So I don't. If you bring that up to me, I will quickly change this.
Sure, boy, I can see how frustrating that must be.
Them, they just don't want to talk about their own world. It's weird.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
You know, I wanted to start a new segment near the end of the podcast because I was thinking, like, the most important thing that I could do is to get more people on Earth to know about this podcast, and that can maybe help me get home. That can maybe help Usidore on his quest. And so, one thing I know that makes podcasts popular on Earth is they do a segment where they recommend things. You know, like cocktail chatter or things making us happy this week. So I'm going to start a new segment for the podcast called Tavern Takeaways. So where you guys can just recommend things that you think people should check out. Do you guys have any tavern takeaways?
Something I've been really enjoying lately is the Path of Destiny.
The Path of Destiny?
Yeah, it's just it's a little bit, it's like a mile past McShingleshane Forest. It's just like a path you go down, and it leads you to whatever your destiny is. So it's just kind of a nice,
whoa,
if you ever get a chance to check that out. I think it's really worth checking out.
Have you gone down the path? Have you found your destiny?
I have.
What is it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, God. Do all of you know what your destiny is?
Yes, my destiny is to defeat the Dark Lord. I've known this for long before the path existed.
So you just, at the end of the path, you just see your destiny, or...
Sounds like you're going to have to go down the path and find out.
Yes, I am going to have to go down the path of destiny. All right.
Yeah, check it out.
Thank you for that tavern takeaway. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. Usidore, do you have a tavern takeaway?
So I'm making some sort of recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that people beware and put fear in their hearts and not allow themselves to be influenced by the Dark Lord.
Okay, fair enough. Peter, how about you? You don't have to give one, but do you have anything you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, every so often, just sit down for a little while.
It's a good one.
Yeah, because, you know, just relax for a minute.
Yeah, life can be exhausting.
That would be my recommendation.
That's great.
I take it myself.
That's great.
Also, the gravy at Chundles and Skur is to die for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's go to Chundles.
Yes, I can back you up on that. That is
very good.
Good gravy.
Good gravy.
Do you mind if I this bean dip? Could I maybe have the recipe for Choo Choo's Chow?
I will teach you the spell. You can make it anytime you want.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
That'd be an honor for me.
And I would like to recommend The Wire. It's a great television show. You can get it on HBO and Amazon Prime.
What is?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff. Okay. All right, so, Chunt, did you get any emails this week?
Yeah, I got an email here from Kayla Rotstein. Subject line says, "Oh yeah, baby, I'm turning 25, baby." She says, "Chunt, baby, you darling spice potato, you are a shining beacon in the large, dark, and selfish shadow that is Arnie sitting across from you." Oh, how did she know? "I'm a longtime listener, and you, Sir Chunt, are my number one favorite. This is my first time writing in, and I have a request. It's a small one, I promise. Could you just say happy birthday to me?" That seems to be...
People, we get a lot of those emails.
"You don't even have to sing it, although I know your voice is softer than the petals on that suicidal drunken flower. I'm turning 25 on January 31st, and this podcast has really helped brighten my very dull life. I work in an office environment." That sounds amazing. Offices in Boston, I would kill to live in an office environment. "I'm actually wearing my Magic Tavern shirt right now. Anyways, I'm just rambling at this point. I love you with all the love my one butthole can give. All right. I'm sorry I don't have more than one. Yours forever, Kayla Allison, a pretty hot young human woman with one butthole." But the email said Kayla Rotstein.
I might know her. That's familiar to me.
And Kayla, we'd love to wish you a happy birthday, but we already wished a happy birthday to everybody on Earth last episode.
Yeah.
But just to reiterate, happy birthday, Amelia Smelting Fox 3. Happy birthday, Henrietta Robot Chomp.
Billy Yum Yum 2x4.
Oliver Bolivar Butt. 10 Lincoln Cannon Mop Mop. Mr. Fuentes. Dudley
Greg.
Franklin. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody.
Yep. Gary.
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 I hope Mr. Fuentes has a good one.
Here, I'll read an email. As always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Here's one. "Greetings from Nashville, Tennessee, here on Earth, Arnie. I had a question for Usidore, the Devourer of Chaos. I would very much like to know of what magical material his wizard staff is made. I am partial to an ash staff, as it is both light and strong. However, I do not know whether Foon has trees made of ash. Heck, it might not even be made of wood. Just curious. Thanks. John Schaefer, Nashville, Tennessee, United States, Earth."
It's made of birch and hexatite.
Oh, wow. What is hexatite?
It's a type of crystal.
Oh, wow.
That's the crystal at the top.
That's cool.
Yes, it is.
So where did you get your staff?
I, at first, when I was first brought into this world, the first thing I did was get a staff. And I just found any old stick lying around. Mm-hmm. And over time, I crafted it using my wizard prowess to create the perfect staff that you see before you now.
Oh, wow.
It took hundreds of years to create.
It's a beautiful stick.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it really brings out the bird shit on your robes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They're a nice blue. I'm partial to a green robe, but yeah. I do like the way the stick looks with the blue.
Yeah.
The blue coat.
Here's one more email real quick. Dear Chunt, Arnie, and Usador, lately we have taken to announcing loudly, mostly while in an intoxicated state and in a booming Usador-like voice, Boys Night!
Boys Night!
Boys Night!
However, there are several girls in our group who have tried to include themselves by announcing Girls Night. I have informed them that the only things allowed to have nights in Foon are boys, Chunt, and letters.
Unacceptable.
Please confirm that this is correct. So that I can put those ladies in their place. Whew, Aaron in Kansas.
Why would you read that? Why would you even read that
girls
aloud?
Night.
Girls night.
Girls night.
I think there can be any kind of night, right?
Of course.
What's your favorite night that we have not yet referenced?
Probably Sir Lemonin.
Sir Lemonin?
Yeah, a wonderful night.
An actual night.
He's a tough. He is a tough guy. He's Jewish, you know.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, yes. He gives a lot of money to the group.
Does that make him... okay.
Well, it doesn't make him... No, I'm just saying he's generous.
He's a supporter.
Yeah, I'm not saying... No, he's a member of the faith.
Okay.
And he gave a lot of money this year.
Yeah, Sir Lemonin is probably my favorite night.
All right, fantastic.
And then Boys Night, if we're talking about, you know... Later in the day.
We should do a boys' night again sometime soon.
Boys' night, part two.
I feel like we've sort of drifted apart a little bit. We don't hang out as much.
I like non-sexual co-ed night.
Oh, non-sexual co-ed night.
Non-sexual co-ed night.
Well, suffice it to say, none of that really happened. Sorry, iTunes, one of your best of 2015 podcasts is a big fake and you're all a bunch of idiots. Usador, the first character choice he thought of, was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the shape-shiftless 30-something, was played by Adol Rathai. Peter Smith, the first Jew of Foon, was played by special guest Daniel Strauss. You can see Daniel in the Second City main stage show, Fool Me Twice, Deja Vu, mostly playing the straight white man, baffled by all the comedy happening around him. If you can't create scathing satire, at least you can stand near it. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. My favorite quality of Nick's is that he's not Matt or Adol. Craig, you still need practice with the rest of the credits. Go on, I'm not going to be around forever.
I hope not. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban. Visit us on Facebook and Twitter and at hellofromthemagictavern.com. Or visit me right here and take my place so I can get back to Earth. All this made-up stuff was sponsored by Podcast Movement and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Check out Podcast Movement at podcastmovement.com and use the code CPC to save $30 on registration. And check out the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
Way to leave them wanting better, Craig.